time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As he tends to do, the president began the day by tweeting, "Never said when an attack on Syria would take place. Could be very soon or not soon at all. In any event, the United States under my administration has done a great job of ridding the region of ISIS. Where is our thank you, America?" Paul Ryan on Wednesday announced that this would be his last term serving in Congress.
"This has been one of the two greatest honors of my life. The job provides incredible opportunities. But the truth is, it's easy for it to take over everything in your life. And you can't just let that happen. Because there are other things in life that can be fleeting as well. Namely, your time as a husband and a dad, which is the other great honor of my life. That's why today I am announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House. To be clear, I am not resigning. I intend to fulfill my served term as I was elected to do. But I will be retiring in January, leaving this majority in good hands with what I believe is a very bright future."
Ryan told CNN's Jake Tapper that he won't seek elected office again.
"I find it hard to believe that you won't run for Senate or governor or president someday." Mm. You're shaking your head. Yeah. You don't think there's no chance you're going to re-enter politics down the road?
Well, not while my kids are growing up, and obviously not in the near future. I really don't see that. I really thought when I took this job, Jake, that this is probably the last elected office I would have. I'm not going to run for president. You know, that's not my plan. I'm not going to do that. I really want to spend time doing the things that I've just discussed doing. I'm always going to advocate for the causes I have. But right now, the last thing I'm thinking about is running for something.
California's Kevin McCarthy and Louisiana's Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader and Whip, are the top contenders to replace Ryan as Speaker, or more likely, Minority Leader, depending on the outcome of November's midterm elections. Mike Pompeo will be in the hot seat at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Thursday as he testifies at his confirmation hearing to be the next Secretary of State.
As CIA director, Pompeo has been skeptical that negotiations will lead North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons program, even as Trump prepares for a key meeting with Kim Jong-un in the coming weeks. During his time as a congressman, Pompeo called the Iran nuclear deal terrible and wants the U.S. to walk away from it. And he has long accused Muslims and Arabs of being security threats, a belief activists say disqualifies Pompeo from serving as the country's lead diplomat. But others say Pompeo's views won't matter to Middle East leaders, who are more concerned in getting weapons and political legitimacy from Washington. What could be problematic for Pompeo is his willingness to attack Moscow's behavior in Syria, in Ukraine, and in cyberspace, something Donald Trump has up until recent days been reluctant to do. It's unlikely the U.S. Senate will reject Pompeo's nomination. Ultimately, it's worth recalling that he will be advancing Donald Trump's view of the world, not his own. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, Washington.
The Associated Press on Thursday morning is reporting that the president may have fathered a child with an employee, then paid to keep the situation under wraps. The AP confirmed that the National Enquirer paid $30,000 to a former doorman at Trump World Tower in New York City in exchange for the perpetual rights to a story he'd heard about the child. This as more details emerge about the search warrant executed on Trump attorney Michael Cohen's office and homes earlier this week. The New York Times' Michael Schmidt tells MSNBC's Ali Velshi what the FBI was looking for included materials related to the infamous Access Hollywood tape.
What they were looking for were efforts by Michael Cohen to suppress negative stories on President Trump in the run-up to the campaign. Obviously, the Access Hollywood video was one of those things. Up until this point, I don't believe we had known anything related to whether Trump's folks knew about the video. But this seems to lead us to believe that there is some reasonable cause to think that Michael Cohen knew about it and was trying to do something to suppress it.
Tell me the connection that the FBI or the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York would make between what Michael Cohen was trying to do if he was trying to suppress information and what federal laws might be broken.
Well, there would be lots of legal questions if Michael Cohen was out there with cash trying to pay people to be quiet before the election. That is problematic. and that would get into campaign finance laws and raise all sorts of questions of how money outside the campaign finance system was being used to benefit Donald Trump. Now, the other thing that I wanted to point out about our story is that they were also looking for other non-disclosure agreements, these secret arrangements that Michael Cohen is said to have made with these women who allege a relationship with Donald Trump, with other women. So this was a very broad demand that was in a search warrant. We have to remember, to get a search warrant, you need a judge to approve it. That's a pretty high bar. And for the Justice Department to go to such a level on the president's lawyer certainly shows that they had some real reason to believe there was some there. I got the
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.